Y'all be careful getting home.
Welcome back to Fireside Guard. We're here live. We are here with Hallsville Lady Indians head coach Matt Heat after the ladies' 63-53 win over Salisbury. Congratulations, Coach Heat.
Thanks, James.
Is that the type of game you thought you'd have tonight?
Absolutely. They look absolutely fantastic on film. We've been had the opportunity to see them play a couple times, and they're a really strong group. They're really young, and they're going to be good for a while. They got a lot of young, youthful talent on the team.
One person who knows more about basketball than me described them as gritty. Would you say that's a good adjective for?
Yeah, I think that's every Salisbury team. They're just guys or girls. They're just always gritty. You know that you're going to get a great effort by them at a bare minimum, and then most of the time they're also really skilled, like this group is. And since they don't have any seniors on the team, they're only going to continue to get more skilled and be more of a problem for our area.
Yes, sir. You finished the first quarter ahead by 4, and then Salisbury caught up and passed you by 2. What changed in that second quarter?
Well, they, you know, a game against two teams I would say are fairly evenly matched. I don't think the seeding, we had to seed this before the season started, so I know we're the 2 and I know they're the 6, but I think if we all had an opportunity to reseed it, it definitely wouldn't look that way. But it's hard when no one's played. So I thought both of us were evenly matched. And really what just happened was they played a better quarter than we did. In the first quarter, they were in zone, and Maddie Lucas hit, I believe, 3 threes in the first quarter, and that kind of took them out of their zone, and they went man. But we stopped making shots. We weren't really getting easy baskets. And they do, number one, they do an incredible job rebounding, and they got some buckets that way, and they hit some shots, and all of a sudden you look, and I think we were down by as many as 8 points in the second quarter.
Yes, sir.
And luckily we cut it to about 2 or 3 before at half.
Sir, unofficially, the guard has Krista Jones with 14, Maddie Lucas with 16, Haley Hagan and Haley Martin with 8 each. Is that about what you were expecting production-wise?
Well, we just got Haley Martin back.
She got injured
at the Jamboree, so I didn't know what to expect from Haley Martin.
Is that why she had her hand taped, sir?
Yes. At one point in the third quarter, she asked for a sub out, which I maybe lost a little bit of track and didn't know I had her in for about 5 straight minutes, but she was playing really well. She kind of gives us a skill that we don't have in spades this year, which is a guard with a little bit of length, and so I maybe overran her a little bit in the third quarter, but that's because she was earning playing time, and those 8 points show just one little part of how she helped in the game.
Well, I guess she'll have an opportunity to show a little more of that this Friday night against Centralia.
So. Yeah, I hope so. I think she left the game healthy, so hopefully we won't damage her on Thursday at practice.
Oh, anything you want the listeners to know about tonight's game and the Lady Indians in general, sir?
You know, I know we're a team that's kind of we're in a big transition with all the seniors that we lost, but I feel like our girls are getting better every day, and I don't know if we would have won this game even a week and a half ago. So I'm really proud of our development. The thing that was most encouraging for the game tonight is we had a lot of girls chip in, especially Maddie Lucas scoring 16 points, but Emily Stockcamp had a huge 6 points, and just some girls that really stepped up and made shots and are just going to make us harder to guard. So that was really really exciting to see, and sets, and hopefully we can bring that to Friday, because Centralia is definitely a very strong team with a lot of senior leadership, and they're going to make everything difficult, and we got to be mentally and physically ready for that.
I'm sure you will be, Coach. Thank you very much, Coach Matt Heat. See you 8 o'clock at Jim Inlow Court Friday night in Centralia.
Thanks, James.